welcome to another episode of Jambalaya, where we are serving up bowlfuls of, well, things that are interesting. I'm Kyle.
I'm Cody.
I'm Matt.
And what's on the menu for today, guys?
Oh, I think some news.
Just news, a spoonful of news?
Yeah, yeah, give me that.
A spoonful of news.
Spoonful.
And after that, we're going to get into some conspiracies. We're going into the conspiracy corner today, guys. Lots and lots of crazy people who, depending on your perspective, may not be as crazy as you think they are, or just fucking stupid. That's
you'll
find out. The underbelly of American society.
Also, Alex Jones is on the podcast today, guys. Say hi, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my frog just turned gay.
And for today's spoonful of news...
You got that Muslim look about you. Are you a Muslim?
I didn't think that there was a certain look, but yeah, okay. Let's go with that. So, the spoonful of news today, guys. Mm-hmm. What is it true, Cody, that the House passed a bill regarding some kind of hate speech? I know there's something happened. Tell me a little bit about
they
that.
They passed a declaration that said homophobia, racism, sexism, and a whole bunch of isms is bad.
Stop right there. All right. So it seems like, what was the impetus for this happening, Cody?
I already forgot her name.
Ahan Omar,
a congresswoman who is Muslim.
You can stop right there. Okay. So, sorry, Cody, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I wasn't trying to
it's
be
too
a
late.
Dick. All right, so I like how groups, just like various people who belong to various marginalized groups have been asking for this kind of legislation to be brought up in the House or just in the Senate or Congress, period, and no one has done anything about it. But the second that this Muslim woman says something about, what was the group?
AIPAC.
And its influence on politics, suddenly now a whole piece of legislation has been introduced to the floor to try and address the issue of hate speech in America. That's all it took was one Muslim woman speaking out against something in order to get that through.
I still don't understand the point of it. I mean, like, I understand you want to hear people say it's wrong and then be shamed for things like that. But in terms of it affecting behavior and the power of Congress going, this is bad. But, like, if you're not in Congress, then they're not going to send you to jail for this. It's a resolution.
I'm still kind of caught up on the fact that, all right, so, well, what she said, like, all right, so I'm probably going to catch some shit for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Yeah. Based on what she said, it didn't really seem anti-Semitic. I mean, because she wasn't talking about Jewish people. She wasn't talking about Jewish people. She was talking about the group, AIPAC, the
Association
AIPAC?
Yes. For Israeli
Public Affairs.
Public
the
Affairs.
Association for Israeli American Public Affairs, or something to that extent.
Committee,
yes. That's what the C stands
for. What was it exactly she said? She was like, AIPAC controls the media?
That was, I think that was pretty much the gist of what she said. I mean, no, that wasn't the gist of what she said. She was just saying that...
Matt tricked you.
She was just bringing attention. She brought attention to the fact that AIPAC exerts like some influence in the political process on both sides,
right,
of the political spectrum.
It's a super PAC or lobbyists, so they usually do.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're lobbyists, but I am certain that like they somehow do give funding to certain members of Congress, but I'm not sure if they're like labeled as lobbyists or anything of that nature. But anyway, the point is she was just drawing attention to a certain group that was exerting influence over American politics. I mean, people do that all the time. I mean, people do that with the NRA. People say the NRA exerts influence over American politics, and no one says anything. Well, people say stuff, but, like, there's no, like, real attempt to dissuade people from doing it. But Ahan Omar says this one thing, and suddenly we have to make actual legislation making sure that people can't, making sure that there is a punishment for hate speech against all groups.
But there's not punishment. I mean, that's the ridiculous part. It's just people in Congress are going like, we agree this is bad, and then so what?
I mean, because they know it's not going to pass. Yeah. I mean, it's just in the House. It's, right. It does seem like more of a empty ceremonial symbolic gesture. Like, they're just saying, we know this is bad. This is us signaling to everyone that we know this is bad. So let's just introduce a bill that we know has no chance of passing in the Senate. But people will know that we tried to do something about it.
And I think specifically their voters, because you keep them enthusiastic. They feel like the people they voted for them are actually doing acts or doing something, even if there's not really much effect to it.
Mm. It's like when the car dealership gives you a free car wash.
Wait, how is it like when the car dealership gives you a free car wash?
It's meaningless.
That's why.
Okay. It's yes.
Yeah, if you roll a new car, but you feel off good a lot, about it, and they give you a car wash.
Oh yeah, like when you buy a new car and they just kind of rinse it down for you, just like, here's a free car wash. We just cleaned it up for you. Now that you've given us $16,000,
10 people kissed the hood before you drove out.
Here's a booklet of free car wash.
I was
coupons.
Gonna say that car wash. That's on us because we appreciate you. So much. Thanks for the money.
Just bring it on out here every time you want a car wash. Anytime. The 15-mile drive.
We'll spray it down with the water hose for exactly 30 seconds. And
I'll take a pee on your head.
All right. I think that's kind of the end of the Spoonful of News segment, guys.
Yeah, I think that there's not that much more. Car wash.
No, man, I think we can wring a little bit more out of this story.
Oh. Because I'm really, really excited to get into the conspiracy corner.
You want
to
roll some more with the car wash?
Here's the thing. No.
Here's the thing about chemtrails, man.
It's all real. It's not a conspiracy.
So
Frog monster. Oh.
All right.
You sound like the guy from that.
Alex Jones, yeah, he sounds
no,
like
also,
Alex Jones.
No, also the Men in Black giant bug man.
Oh,
oh man. Vincent D'Onofrio, or God, what was it? D'Onofrio, yeah. That's his name.
You say you want me to put my hands on my head like this?
Sorry, it's been a little while since I've seen Men in Black.
It was slipping to Cosby a little bit. But it was close.
You know, speaking of which, like in the comic book, well, yeah, like the comic book series or like the graphic novel series that the movie is based on, I think that I read somewhere that the author, his sole intent or one of the themes of Men in Black was that he was trying to draw attention to like some kind of like the conspiracies that like the conspiracy of like the G-Men, the Men in Black, and just right. Kind of like how they related to totalitarianism. Because if you read the graphic novel, I've only read a little bit of it, but the characters that are involved, specifically Agent K, are way different than what they're in the movie. I mean, like they're way darker. Well, specifically Agent K, because, you know, so everybody knows about the little tool the Men in Black have, the neuralizer, to where they can just, you know, erase people's memories. So there's this one scene that I remember because it was just kind of brutal and hilarious.
Here come the Men in Black.
Yeah, Will Smith was there. But anyway, the one scene was Agent K neuralizes a group of teenagers that saw something they weren't supposed to see. And you know how in the movie they kind of make these cute little memories, you know, to like replace what they saw? Like, oh, you went to the store to pick up an apple pie and didn't
Your
see aliens roaming down the street.
That's why you were busy.
Yeah. In the graphic novel, Agent K was just like, hey, you didn't see what you were supposed to see. You didn't see what you saw. You are actually doing drugs. And 3 months from now, you're going to kill yourself so that you can never like remember or repeat what you just saw or heard. And
hey,
that
Kay,
was how he dealt with it.
Have you ever flashy thinged me?
No, because you're still alive, Will.
Also, if you were a hot dog, would you... Oh. Oh, no.
But anyway, an excellent segue into the conspiracy theories. I mean, I guess... So we're going to talk about, well, two groups in particular, like the Flat Earthers and the Anti-Vaxxers. I'm specifically... Oh, like, I'm really interested in talking about the anti-vaxxer movement because, like, there's... Seems like... I hope... Okay, so when I say this, people are just going to, whoever's listening to this is just going to shut off the radio. But in the case of the anti-vaxxers, it seems like there's a little bit of a gray area, like in the whole anti-vaxxer movement. Stick around. Please stay and listen. Listen to what we have to say about this.
I'm locked in. I cannot leave.
I was going to say we are all very much pro-vaccines, but when you listen to the arguments from some of the people or some of the points that we bring up within the next few minutes, the anti-vaxxers and like their whole perspective will make a lot, maybe will hopefully make a lot more sense to you. All right, so Matt, want to start off on the anti-vaxxers?
Sure.
Tell me, Matt, what does an anti-vaxxer believe?
An anti-vaxxer, see, there are several different sects of anti-vaxxers. There are some that believe that they cause autism.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that are against them just because they feel you need to be informed, which informed is not like not scientifically informed,
right?
Like Facebook group informed,
right? Let's talk about the autism group first. Okay, so first and foremost, let's lead off with this: vaccines don't give you fucking autism. Thanks, Jenny McCarthy, for putting that out into the world, for putting that lie out into... It wasn't her fault that it got put into the world. She was responsible for popularizing it and just spreading it.
I shouldn't say this. I really shouldn't say this, I feel like, but I'm gonna just throw it out there. I've seen some things...
Say what's in your heart, man.
I've seen some things where people feel like her son was misdiagnosed with autism.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, because that part kind of makes sense to me if you want to blame something for your child having autism.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to react to that because...
I shouldn't have put it out there, but I really wanted to.
Because on one hand, we're going to make the case that, hey, doctors know what the fuck they're talking about. And then the other hand, this whole thing got started because a doctor fucked up and misdiagnosed a kid with autism.
Well, actually,
Possibly.
No, it's before that. We should start with the study, because there was a study that said there might be a link or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Right. And then it was disproved, pretty soon afterwards, but then people kept using it as the reference point to say, there is a study that says, and you're like, well, it turns out it was all bullshit. And they're like, what? But it's a study. And you're like, but it's a bad study.
Dude, just to get to the meat of this, what makes people, like, in the case of anti-vaxxers, what do you guys think makes people believe this shit?
You go ahead.
Yeah, it's just because you want a reason why your kid has autism. And if there's no obvious one, you just go, okay, maybe it's this one. And if you're already pissed off, it's better if you're pissed off at somebody. And I think people like being part of a group, too. So, if there's somebody else that you can meet that's like, yeah, fuck those people. And you can be like, yeah, fuck those people. Then you're part of a clan all of a sudden. And then you can feel like you're part of something and while being sad.
Yeah, I think also people just get scared.
Yeah, that's
what... they want the best for their kid, and some of that shit happens, and it sucks. It fucking sucks.
Autism doesn't happen.
Autism doesn't happen. But well, I mean, okay, it doesn't happen, but
other things happen.
Reactions happen.
Yes,
autism might happen after that. Not as a result.
Yeah.
But it does happen. If autism is there, it's not because of the vaccine.
Right.
But it might be, you might notice it because of the reaction that your child has had to getting a vaccine. And I don't know, I'm not a parent or anything, but it's not hard to understand why somebody would be afraid. Now, the logical thing to do would be to go talk to a doctor, to a professional, to somebody in the science field.
But they're just going to throw some scary numbers at me, man.
A lot of these people...
I go with my heart.
They see a Facebook group. They're like, hey, oh my God, these people are having the same... And you get people who... just into this pseudoscience. And it sounds pretty good. You throwing around like words like quantum and stuff like that. And
probabilities.
People quantum like these autism. People know what they're fucking talking about. And then you're just indoctrinated, man. I don't know. So on that level, it's not hard to see why somebody who is scared.
Well, you know, part of it makes sense. And I think it's partly how you say the numbers, because there's a video that we watched where the guy says it's 1,000,000 to 1 that your kid will have a reaction to the shot. But then there's somebody there whose kid had a reaction to a shot. So she's like, don't say that 1,000,000 to 1 thing to me because my kid had a thing. Well, it's like, all right, your kid had a thing. It doesn't invalidate what he just said. You are the unfortunate, unlucky person who had that bad reaction.
Yeah, you were in that percentile that like gets that reaction.
So it's like
that's how probabilities right. work.
Like maybe if a doctor goes, it's like 100% safe. You'll never have a problem. You hear that, and then you have the reaction to go like, "Well, all doctors are liars." But like then it's just a question of phrasing. Which case, if you're disputing like science, facts, and research, and then not vaccinating your kid, and then have your kid get measles, and then give everybody at Disneyland measles and mumps and shit. I mean, that's worse than you just ignoring him. Like, there's some. I have some sympathy if you feel like your doctor kind of lied to you because they like glossed over or said there's no risk. But at the same time, when you don't get your kid vaccinated because of that, and then it spreads because your kid is more vulnerable to disease, then that is all of a sudden on you. Like, that's the problem.
I think the thing that I noticed more when I was just like looking at the arguments between vaxxers and anti-vaxxers and looking at some of the videos that that I shared with you guys is that the arguments that the anti-vaxxers have are pretty much based in emotion and just like anecdotal evidence. And it's that goes back to like what Matt said. Like, I can understand you being scared because at the end of the day, the unit that's going to be affected the most by this is a child, like a member of the most vulnerable population on the planet. And not only that, like, not only they'll be affected, they're being affected at probably a pretty crucial time in their development. So if you're a parent and you know all this stuff is going on with your kid, you know that, or you know that there's a possibility that something could interfere with your kid's development, and just you as a parent, you obviously don't want that to happen. So you will be understandably apprehensive to the idea that of your child getting vaccinated. But at the same time, you also have to realize, well, the things that you guys said, which is that, hey, there is a very low possibility that your kid will be adversely affected by this. But at the same time, even though there is a possibility that your kid will have an adverse reaction to this, you have to measure that against the probability that of them getting measles or something else that could affect their development just as drastically as something in this vaccine could.
Absolutely. I think the thing with anti-vaxxers is that that's the only thing that's going to resonate with them. Like, facts, statistics, all that kind of shit is just like, they're just going to be like, nah, it doesn't matter to them, you know? And that's,
and it's not because they don't believe it. It's just that,
like in the video real. That we watched, the one guy, the doctor who was using like personal experience, seemed like he was getting the most through to those people, or more so than the guy who's like, look, the probability, the possibility of
this. 3,000, 1 in 2 million.
Right.
Bah, 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 bah.
Because that's the only thing. Because those people who are anti-vax, they're not. The only thing that matters to them is the personal sort of thing.
The health of their kid?
Yes, specifically their kid. And that's the dangerous part of it, is that I don't even think that, like personal experience is a bad thing to go on. I think that it's super dangerous when you're then telling other people.
Exactly.
Like, hey, this is what's going to happen because it happened to me.
And
like, as if that's a fact, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's still optional if you want to get your kid vaccinated or not, which is fine. But then if the debate is about, like, what happens when you get vaccinated, that's the problem because it's solving a problem. It's like, in the short term, you're like, I don't want my kid to catch something. And like, in the long term, if everybody doesn't get their kid vaccinated, it's way more likely they're going to catch one of these diseases that we have the cure for because you didn't bother to vaccinate your kid.
So yeah. You can go ahead.
Just real quick. I think it is optional to get your child vaccinated. I think a lot of like public schools you're required to be vaccinated.
Yeah. Is that correct? Rubella muzzles yet muzzled.
I was going to say it depends on the place where you live because in Mississippi it's not optional. Like you have to get your kids vaccinated. Oh. But in California, well, the reason why that happened in Mississippi is because they framed it as a public health issue, which is basically saying that, hey, the health of your child affects the health of my child. So everybody needs to get vaccinated to keep everybody healthy, or the most amount of people who can be vaccinated should be vaccinated and have to get vaccinated. Whereas in California, it was kind of the opposite happened. Like they gave, like you guys said, like people have the option to have their kids vaccinated. But the thing about that is,
it's optional to get vaccinated, but you have to be enrolled in school, and it's not optional to get to go to school.
I'm not sure about, but yeah, I'm not sure about that one. But that sounds legit.
You got to get shots for like at least going to university here, because I know when I went to grad school, it was like where
meningitis shots.
Yeah, and like okay, I'll go to the shot doctor and get stabbed real quick.
But yeah, okay, so
and now you have autism.
So on the topic of like whether or not vaccines should be optional. Like, all right, so I think that's another, like, piece of the anti-vaxxer argument, too, where, like, people don't want to be legally obligated to get their kids vaccinated because some kids are immunodeficient and can't get vaccines because the vaccines will, like, do more harm to them. And you know what? Everybody's fine with that. Everybody's completely prepared for that. And in fact, it is to those other kids' benefit, those immunodeficient kids, that the kids around them be vaccinated to protect them.
Herd immunization.
Herd immunization. Yeah, like that. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Good job, Matt. Perfect. Perfect way of putting that. So, well.
But yeah, I mean, but. Medical professionals are going to know that you have
immunodeficiencies
before they fucking like stab you with needles, right?
Hope. I was going to say, I think that's kind of how they figure out you have immunodeficiencies.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they just the poke test. You with a needle 100 times and just like, oh, that spot looks a little redder than the other ones.
There you go. All
right.
This is either going to give you measles or stop you from getting measles.
We'll find out soon.
Just thinking about Futurama Professor Farnsworth, somebody touches him and he goes, that's gonna bleed when my heart beats.
Okay, so yeah, the option should definitely be there, but the option should be completely based in science and biology. None of this I disagree with it philosophically bullshit.
Yeah,
that should not be a thing.
No standing away from the table when they say not immune, you're not getting an anti-vaccine. Oh, I can't talk. Not getting a vaccine endangers other kids. And then you just walk away from the argument and stand there with your arms folded. Like in the video that we watched where the lady wouldn't even like answer the question or talk about it. And then her response was, well, I just don't like the phrasing because even if you get it, you could still catch a cold from a different child and be like, yeah, but you won't catch meningitis.
You dumb fucking idiot. I wish that when she was having that that like sort of talking head there, that one of those doctors just ran in and punched her in the face.
How dare you, man. You can't just inflict violence on people for being stupid.
You're right. But
you should be.
I mean,
able
you
to.
Maybe should. Like, if you see somebody who's left their baby in a hot car.
Yeah. All right. I agree.
I mean, isn't that the same thing though?
It depends.
Sort of.
Is the baby vaccinated?
Because if it's not vaccinated, leave it in there. No. I don't want harm to come to children.
I mean, yeah, me neither. I no, children are great. Children are great.
Yeah.
Does this even count as a conspiracy anymore? Like the anti-vaxxing? I don't think that counts as a conspiracy.
No, it's not a conspiracy, but I think you generally put those sort of people into the same group.
You know what? I can see why people do that, because even though I don't think the anti-vaxxing thing is considered a conspiracy, conspiracies have popped up surrounding the anti-vax movement, like mass vaccination is government mind control and shit like that.
I mean, would vaccines cause autism? Would that be a conspiracy?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Unless you said it was intentional, like for some reason.
I mean, because...
The powers that be want to give the population.
Yeah, that's
autism.
What I was about to say.
I mean, like, maybe not that they want to give them, but they know that it does that.
No.
Well,
they're just kind of keeping that.
Yeah, if you said that they're lying about it, because I feel like conspiracy has to have a lie in there somewhere from authority. So, like, if someone's.
I mean, if it was true, then wouldn't medical professionals be covering it up?
That is true. Yeah, they would. If it were true. And that would be a conspiracy. Anytime there is massive coordination between groups or individuals to hide something, I guess that is considered a conspiracy.
Which I think is what makes it hard to have a conversation about it between anti and then the pro. Because at some point, if it's a conspiracy, the anti would be like, I don't care what you say. You're lying to me. You would say that if you wanted me to believe you. But it doesn't work.
All right, so I'm on the boat of, like, I'm of the opinion that anti-vaxxers does not belong in conspiracy. As it's not a conspiracy and should not be thrown into our conspiracy corner.
This is a new fun game.
Cody?
No, I don't think it counts. I think it's just people looking for a reason. And then it's correlation. It's like saying that something maybe causes it without having an actual proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's lack of proof, so it's not really a lie.
Matt?
I think
it's all a conspiracy, according to Matt.
No. I think, if I'm being honest, I think that we're maybe getting into a semantic sort of thing. I'm going to maybe lump both conspiracy theorists and anti-vaxxers into the same group of lunatics.
That's not fair.
Why not?
I mean, because, like, at least some of the anti-vaxxers, like, have, like, legit reasons as to why they don't want their kids vaccinated or something like that.
It goes back to the lady whose kids, like, if your kid has a negative reaction to a vaccine, that's not impossible. It's just extremely unlikely. Right. So... It's not, yeah, so to say
but
vaccines cause allergic reactions isn't a lie, but then it is also not entirely the truth. They do, but not all of them. In fact, the majority of them don't cause allergic reactions and seizures and anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, but that's like a personal idea, I feel like. If you're joining the movement, then you want that sort of idea to get out.
Yeah, you are trying to spread movement. You're trying to, like, change people's minds.
I'm still going with not conspiracy.
I mean, I'd maybe say not conspiracy, but still lunatic.
Okay. I can't even say lunatic either. I mean, like,
but see, I get what y'all are saying. The lady who, like, has a kid that has an autoimmune disorder. Yeah, don't get that kid vaccinated. But that's not, like, against science or anything. You don't have to, like, start a movement because of that.
Ah, okay. I think I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to start the movie when they're saying, vaccines are bad all the time for everyone because my kid had a bad reaction.
Yeah,
end of story. Okay. If you are a person who thought that way and started or became a part of this movement in order to, like, make other people think that way, then yes, you are a crazy person.
But what if you say the Earth is flat?
That is a true conspiracy.
Ooh. It
is. I mean, it's not really a conspiracy because the Earth is flat.
Also,
chemtrails, you know, you got all.
Oh, no.
Antarctica's ice wall around, and there's a dome, and it's just light, stars and light.
See, I would describe that more as lunacy than anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, definitely. I would too.
I mean, but I think in the same ballpark, though.
I mean, because, like, unlike with the anti-vaxxer people who, like, there are these certain areas where you can say, oh, yeah, like, your kids shouldn't get vaccinated because, you know, of certain issues, there's just tons, like, probably literal tons of evidence to tell you the Earth, like, there is no gray area at all. The Earth is not flat. And in order for you to believe that the Earth is flat, you basically just have to stick your fingers into your ears and just be, nah, 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 not true, not true.
And not go completely around the Earth at any point.
And not have gone.
Don't travel too much.
I was about to say,
also, don't stand on a big hill.
If you stand on the big hill, you might be able to see the ice wall. And if the Illuminati find out that you have seen the ice wall, they will send the lizard people to come and take you.
If you go through the ice wall, then the ice walkers will come and get everybody.
God, yes. Same question. How do people...
Also, the moon is still round, though. The moon is still round in this.
The Earth is flat.
The Earth is flat. Moon is round.
But...
And why? Because we can see the moon, and we know that it's a ball.
This is the weirdest thing, because they have... So, I don't know, there's a documentary on Netflix about flat earthers, and there's one part where a guy was, like, made a bunch of flat earth maps, or, like, the globes, and there's a thing where it's like, okay, this, and then above it's the sky, which makes me wonder, is this, like, does that mean that there's no under... to it?
Oh yeah, what's the under?
Yeah, do you just hit the edge and then your hand just like stops on air, it's just all black? Or do you fall off the edge of the earth?
There's just like a door somewhere, it looks like a normal cellar.
They just keep tons and tons of yellowtail wine beneath it.
What? Yeah.
Nobody so comes good. Back.
That's what the earth is built on, yellowtail wine.
Yellowtail wine.
Also, so same question leading off. What causes a person to believe such a thing with all evidence to the contrary?
I always go with the want to be a part of something,
mm-hmm.
to feel like you know something that somebody else or that most people don't know.
Ugh. I mean, I guess
it's ignorant as shit, but I mean, I think that's like where most conspiracies come from.
I think that's a part of it.
To feel superior.
Yeah, I think that might be a part. I think that probably is a part of it. And then the other thing is just like, man. Cody, say something while I gather my thoughts on this.
I assume it's so...
Let me ruminate.
It's so extreme because it's part of a larger cluster of things where you say stuff comes from the media, or if it comes from academia, you think everything they say is a lie. Therefore, what my eyes see is the only thing that exists. But then... that doesn't even make sense with flat earth, because you can see to the horizon and then you can walk past the horizon. Like, it's not... It's extreme. It's willful ignorance at that point, because you can, like, prove there's some curvature if you just go on a walk or get in a plane or anything, really.
Yeah, okay, so I like what you said about the people who just don't... they think that everyone is lying to them, so they'll just choose to believe whatever. For some reason, I think within people, there's just this inherent need to, like, well, not on all things, but just, like, on some things, I guess, this need to be contrarian to where, like, if everyone is telling me that this is correct, then the fact that everyone thinks this is correct means that it is wrong. I only say that because on several occasions I have heard people, like, just people say, I never feel more correct than when everyone thinks I'm wrong.
They think it's specific.
And when I hear that, it's just like, what, dude? I mean, I get, like, you know, being skeptical, but you're going to think that you're correct just because everyone is saying you're wrong. Like, I don't get how people make that connection. And, oh, God. Is it just, like, super arrogant?
I think it would make you feel special, but then...
Yeah, like, probably going back to what Matt said.
But then I have some sympathy to that because people can just follow pretty easily. So if you're like, I think it's if you're using the rule of thumb that if everybody just agrees on something, then it's not true because there wasn't a lot of critical thought applied to it. It's just people kind of just following it without thinking about it.
All right, pushing back on that, I completely disagree. So if we assume that if everyone agrees on this thing, then that there was no... That's what, like, that your whole point is kind of, like, contingent on. Because everyone agrees on this, then we're assuming that there was no critical thought. But it doesn't seem like that holds up. I mean, because, all right, so if you walk up to a person and ask them, hey, is... I don't know... I'm trying to think of something outside of racism because I feel like I overuse that example way too much. If you walk up to someone and ask them, hey, should arsenic go into your body? And they say no. And then you walk up to someone else and say, ask them the same question and they say no. And you ask 100 different people and they say no, arsenic shouldn't go into your body. Are you really just going to say, oh, these people are just following the leader? They haven't put any critical thought into, you know, whether or not arsenic is bad for you. No, that's not true. Want to know why? Because everybody knows that arsenic is bad for you based on just tons of evidence and, like, seeing examples of, like, what arsenic can do in your body. Like, but they've thought about it.
But have you seen what arsenic does in somebody's body? Because it's still common sense is why you don't put arsenic in your body. It's correct because it's based on somebody put arsenic in their body and bad things happened. But it's still common sense because you don't have direct knowledge of it or a direct experience with it. Like, there's underlying testing in a scientific part where it was tested and they tried it, it was retested. It's made sure through experience that this is a true thing, but not everything is tested like that. Like, all common sense isn't necessarily born of a reliable method or a scientific method. But saying that the Earth is flat is born of experience of billions of people and the basis of science. So it's like degrees in the flat earth falls into the degree to where, like, you can't, who are you arguing with? There's no person you can find besides other flat earthers that are like, yeah, you're right, I have all these studies that proves it.
What, Cody? No, I got what you're saying. All right, so the first part of your, okay, so tell me if what I'm getting from you is correct. All right, so if something is considered common sense, then wait, repeat what you said about common sense.
Not all common sense is valid. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Because it's common sense doesn't mean it's wrong, but not all common sense is actually valid.
Matt?
Does that not make sense?
No, it makes sense. Just trying to see what Matt's thoughts on this are. Because I'm really trying not to use the example of racism because, like, it fits so well into this. but I'm probably going to have to use it.
Maybe. This is the last option.
Three, two, before I go in. You have to stop me from using racism as an example.
Go for the racism. Go for the
racism. God damn it. All right. All right, so same situation with walking up to people. Instead, just replace arsenic with, you know, being a racist. Like, there's no, I guess, no testable way. There's no test for racism or anything like that. So you just have to walk up to people and ask them, hey, do you think being a racist is bad? And if you, once again, if you did, hopefully, if you did that to 100 people, they would say no. Or they would say, yes, racism is bad and we don't want it.
We live in a weird time and in the South.
Also true.
But if you walk up to somebody, they would not say that they're racist, so they would still say it's bad.
I mean,
everywhere.
I mean, yeah, people can lie. That's obviously, but with for the sake of this example, we're just going with like very surface level. If you asked 100 people, level.
Oh, I got it. Okay, you know they're racist. If they say, no, I'm not a racist. I just know how it is.
I'm a race realist. But anyway,
a race realist.
So you go to the 100. You ask those 100 people. Is racism bad? They say
survey
yes.
Survey says?
They say yes, racism is bad. So you're going to say that, oh, these people aren't being critical of racism, therefore...
Therefore, it's not a valid response, racism. It's not a valid conclusion.
It's not a valid conclusion
but
because
the reason
they're not
it's
being
a valid
critical.
Conclusion is you have other effects that you can point out. Well, no. Yeah, I don't know. Wow, we're in a weird territory now.
Say what's in your heart.
Well, no, you said you have other stuff to validate that statement beyond the 100 people you ask, because you say racism is bad. See how all of these people that have been negatively affected that are minorities because racism has taken away stuff and slash making it harder for them to get the same things that they should have access to. That's like a historical fact. So you don't need the 100, asking 100 people doesn't matter. It's just like confirming something we'd already know through history.
No, like my point was because like, yeah, you're 100% right. Like all those other things do exist and those people who you're asking are probably aware of them. But your first one that you made, it was just like you're assuming that they're not being critical of it. Even though all this other stuff happened around them and they probably knew about it. So like, the assumption like might be a little bit wrong because they probably are being critical of it and using like the evidence that, well, that they've seen to come to that conclusion. They're not just following the crowd and saying racism is bad because other people say racism is bad.
Yeah. Like, why would you assume the negative when there's so much evidence for them to base their, yeah, no, you're right.
Roasted. That's me making the fire noise. No.
So that it's a valid item. It just depends on what you ask 100 people, though. But then the example, like, okay, I can't think of an example that's something that's common sense.
I'm also sorry for going to the racism example. It's just way too easy a target. All right,
yeah, it's fine. Like arsenic is a good example too, because if you're saying it's not based, if there's prior evidence and stuff you would know that means it's bad, then there's no reason to assume that they're just following. It's like they're accessing the same data / the same history, the same previous knowledge that everybody uses to know it's bad. I don't have a counterexample. The only way to...
I'm thinking maybe...
There's no...
Okay. I'm just going to throw this out here. Why not? Why?
Say what's in your heart.
Who gives a shit? Okay, how about you ask 100 people if water is wet?
I don't even know where we're going with this.
Water
right.
is not wet.
Is the correct answer yes?
Wetness is a property of solids.
What? When? Oh, wait. Did you say wetness is a property of solids?
Yes.
Okay.
But I feel like it's a common expression. Water is wet.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, it's not wet. It causes other things to be wet.
God damn it. My head hurts.
But that sounds like common sense. You go, water is wet.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. I think I understand now. Yeah. Even though Okay, even though most people would say water is wet.
Yes.
The truth of the matter is that water can't be wet because... Yes. Because...
That's not our, it's not a property of liquids. Yeah.
Right, but that's what most people will say. Just, I think most people would only say that because, I don't know, they actually haven't thought about it critically. And...
Well, it's like that's almost a continued phrase where you're trying to build evidence of something or say it's right. You're like, yeah, it's, you know, it's right. Water is wet. The earth is flat. Everything is the way that people think it is. It's where it's like you could slip in one thing if the other thing sounds like it's true.
Right. Yeah.
You're just like, oh, you just stated as factual. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm.
I think the whole flat earth thing comes from that. That idea of questioning you, because you probably should question like the things that you're just like told.
Don't you ever question me?
Okay,
either one of you.
This is a boring podcast. If you don't,
don't you ever interrupt me, Kyle?
I would have talked out.
So yeah, I mean, like you shouldn't you probably shouldn't take that. Just at face value, if somebody's like, hey, you know, this thing, you should maybe research it a little bit, probably.
But then that weird thing happens where someone goes, I will research it, and then they find the opinion of the one guy who wrote the thing on the website that's just made up bullshit. And you're like, I have my evidence, I could disprove what you said, and you're like, this was written on a crayon. And it was a photo of something somebody wrote on a crayon, or wrote with crayon.
And that's where a lot of the flat earth type shit comes from. It's that idea of going, you say, these people want to research it, but instead of getting like, here's the thing, I don't even know if you could find an unbiased source. Because
people are real dedicated to the lie that the earth is round.
Yeah, like, well, because the earth is round. So, like, if you're writing, if you're doing something about the earth being round, you're just like, I mean, this is right.
Yes. Yes, there's some people's biases towards truth.
Yeah, there you go. Some people's biases towards truth. I like that.
So instead of getting something... This is what I was going to say. Instead of finding something that's unbiased, somebody's giving you a source like, hey, man, check this out. And it's some dude on YouTube that's like, all right, here's the thing. You know, it's...
Thankfully, it's not that many people. That one, and I really, really resent it whenever I read a story.
Opening your third eye. I think that's what they call it.
I resent it when I hear a story or look at a video involving the flat earthers, and the person presenting the video or the story will always introduce it as the growing movement of flat earthers. Like, dude.
I talked to somebody else about it's not. Yesterday.
It can't be. I refuse to believe that it's growing.
By the way, when somebody says open your third eye just to mess with them, I would respond, do you mean my anus?
Well, I was just about to say something kind of adjacent to that. Open your third eye. I don't know about my third eye, but my brown eye is peeking open pretty well.
And then that's how you stop talking to them, and then they back away.
Oh, man. Then they stick a pamphlet in your butthole. Hey.
Save this for later.
If you want to learn about the flat earth,
and then God,
pull this out of your anus and read it.
And then I guess the other part to flat earthers, well, this isn't specific to flat earthers, it can be applied to almost any quote unquote movement. You do have the people who are just attaching themselves to it, kind of riding the coattails because it gives them a certain amount of notoriety. Like, God, fuck those people, because it's, in some cases, it's really obvious what they're trying to do. You just are trying to go from an obscure individual to someone who has some kind of, I know, standing in the media by attaching yourself to this really, really stupid, but very salient thing.
Yeah, and I think that's aligned with conspiracy for a lot of it is you have part of it, it could be big if you have opposition. And then if you're individual and you want to matter, then you have something to, like, oppose and then something to rally against and then other people to support you when you're, like, sticking up for a group of people against an enemy.
Flat Earth. Here comes Men in Black. Galaxy Defender.
God. I actually wish that, like, the Men in Black wore a thing and that they were just like how Agent K was in the, was in the comic books, to where if you are a person, but instead of, like, you know, just doing the bidding of totalitarian government, they exist to destroy people who spread misinformation and who spread misinformation. So, like, if Men in Black just walk up, Agent K just walks up to Alex Jones, just breaks into his house and neuralizes him, and is just like, all right, kill yourself. And then that's the end of Alex Jones and a bunch of other the Flat Earth people doing God's work, Agent K.
Yeah, but they're mostly harmless.
Are they?
Yeah, but okay, so then this is the other question. Like, how do you rate a conspiracy in terms of, like, how likely it is you could make somebody think it? And I think that this Flat Earth is a good example of a fairly benign thing, is because there's only so many people you'd be able to convince it's a Flat Earth. And that would be almost no people. So, like, as much as a movement as it could be, they'd never be like, we got President Flat Earth McFlat Earth in office.
Hey, no.
It's never going to happen.
No, see, you can never say things like that. Why? Well, what I'm about to say, we actually address in another podcast, but I'm going to say it anyway. Because we live
finding
in a...
Finding a legal-aged woman to say that she's 12 while you're...
I guess.
Did that end up in one of the podcasts?
No, the You'll point I was know, trying to make is we live in a democratic system to where almost anyone has a chance of gaining political power in this system. And if you are a person who has built a following based on, you know, like, you got
the
a couple
apprentice.
Of... Yeah. yeah, okay. Like that.
Based on your cameo in Home Alone 2.
Then to quote a Batman quote,
wearing hockey pads.
we would get the superhero we want. No, we would get the president we want, not the one we need.
Oh. Mm.
And everybody wants a flat earth president. Jesus.
Here some men just want to watch the web, Dan. That's a really bad Michael Caine impression. Sorry. Strike that.
Turn off your cell phone, Matthew.
Ring-a-ding-ding. There was a pause.
Whoa. All right, final thoughts on flat earthers and anti-vaxxers in the conspiracy corner, guys.
Flat earth is...
Well... Anti-vaxxers are no longer in the conspiracy corner. We've thrown them out. So
oh, yeah. We
can still
agree.
Give comments on them, though.
No, like, it's... Flat Earth is completely baffling as to why anybody would think that.
Yes.
Like, I don't understand it. It's something that you could prove yourself quickly. And then the why part of it, like the why would you think that cartographers are lying all the time? Like, what is a great conspiracy of globe makers?
Like, what? Who gains from this?
Right? I don't understand.
Who gains?
Anti-vaxxers, I kind of understand, even though I think they're still wrong. Because if your kid... it is similar to where, like, they go, oh, vaccines are a problem. But then it's like, there's been cases of there was no breakouts of measles. And I keep going to measles because there was a breakout of measles at Disneyland a few years ago. That doesn't happen. It does, though, if you don't get vaccinated, because that's what vaccines are for. Like, that part is extremely dumb and annoying, but I understand why someone would be like, oh, my kid is sick and I don't have an explanation and I'm very sad about this, and then you just kind of latch on to it because you're angry or sad or in anguish. That part makes sense. It's still dumb.
Matt?
I do not feel as kindly toward anti-vaxxers as you do. I think they're fucking idiots, and I think that they deserve no fucking mercy.
Just no mercy. No kind of consideration whatsoever.
I mean, okay. I will say, that some of them are on the level.
All right.
I think the vast majority of them are fucking nut bars. And, I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, there are obviously, like, as we talked about, there are some that are like, oh, you know, my kid can't get these, so I don't want them to have them. That's fine. That's almost like an, that's an...
Understandable.
Yeah,
that's understandable.
And then the other ones are just like, vaccines are government mind control. They cause autism. They're trying to sterilize everybody.
Yeah.
Info wars.
Flat earthers are, they're fucking loons too, man. They're nutty, man. I think the big thing to me, and you know what, this was maybe just one person. Well, no, it was several of the flat earthers. They're like, this proves intelligent design.
How do you make that? You know what? I want to ask, how do you make that connection? But that will just lead us into like another 2 hours of conversation. So,
yes, but I guess my ending point is going to be, even if vaccines gave my kid autism, I would still give them to them so that he didn't die when he was 5 years old of fucking something that was basically eradicated. And fuck flat earthers.
Yeah.
Oh, they're harmless.
That's true. Maybe not fuck flat earthers. Let's keep them around just for their comedic value.
What happens when we colonize another planet? Do flat earthers just not go into space because you're like,
flat
I just
Mars,
don't,
man.
I don't want to. It's not going to work. There's people on Mars. Right.
So I'm just going to leave a comment on the flat earthers because like I said, I get the anti-vaxxers and I get that there's like some nuance in that whole situation. But with the flat earthers, no, there is zero nuance. Those people are incredibly stupid. But I still want to make one point about them. And it's actually following up on the point that you just made as to how some of them make these connections like, oh, because the earth is flat, that proves intelligent design, or crazy things like that. I like how if you flat earth to those people have like, it's basically turned the world into a choose your own adventure book to where like anything that you believe is possible because the earth is flat.
Santa
and because the earth is flat, that proves everything that you believe. Now, in their defense, God, and I can't even believe I just said that. In their defense, I don't want to think that that's all of them who think that way, but we do know for certain that it is quite a few of them who do like engage in that kind of, I don't know, cognitive gymnastics that allows them to think that way. But you know what? Some anti-vaxxers they're good people. Some of them are good people. None of the flat earthers are good people.
It's hard to say not good people, but it is the thing to where if you're choosing to just believe whatever you want to believe.
Yes.
You can't make decisions for other people. Then I do not want to put you in a place of responsibility or office where you affect the lives of anybody else, because people will die when you go, right, like, that doesn't work that way. It works like this. Be like, well, that water's coming, and it's going to flood if you don't. No, it's not going to flood. Oh, it flooded. I need to do some more research.
All right. I'm done. But I've said everything I need to say.
Let's go get some vaccines, guys.
All right. Yeah, right I'm good now. With that. I'm Kyle.
I'm Cody.
I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for coming by, Alex. You're way quieter than I thought you would be.
I'm gonna be honest, man. You know, you being a Muslim and not coming after me with a butcher knife—that you know, totally.
Hey, we didn't call you or email you. How'd you find the house, Doug Jones?
I live in the cellar, man.
With all the yellowtail wine. In fact, because I consume so much yellowtail wine, that's why. You are the way you are.
All right. I actually prefer my wine in a box, man.
Guys, we should go drink our wine. All right.
And we will see you guys next time for another bowl full of jambalaya.
Or hat fill. Hat fill. I speak good.
Bye, guys.
Bye.